Dear Zionists, you never killed Jesus, although you'd like to think you did, and he's coming back, striking you for what you did. Ali is in our glistening tears, the Quran upon the spears, fooling the masses while a few listen with listening ears. Imam will soon return and turn the world around, so those who deserve to burn will be sent to where they belong. And those who yearn for justice to prevail, who hail Imam Mahdi as king and master, will set sail for bright and promising horizons. Dear Zionists, you spun your silk over centuries, locked humanity up and lost the keys. So intricately you wove your web between corporate banks and businesses, sheets and sheets, from street to street, from wall to wall, from bed to bed, until they called your creation the World Wide Web. And you caught many flies, and to this day many, many a fly dies. But time is over. Time you die. Like Ali once said, if poverty was a man, I would have killed him. Zionism, you're the poverty of the world, the cancer that causes economic inequality, taking from the Muslims their sovereignty, like the British Empire stealing leaves from the trees of India and then selling it as British tea. Good gracious me, jolly good show, old boy, and pour me another cuppa, while we rid another land of another indigenous people, turn another brother against another brother so that we can quietly steal their resources, make them poor, and while they're busy fighting some more, we'll just quietly creep up and teach their children that the land of their forefathers is nothing more than the third world, and that the better place to live is the land where our nest rests. Liberty, they said. Read the fine print. The only place where democracy is acceptable is where America's candidate is electable, said a rap artist somewhere. And to this day, you have Muslims arguing about whether music is halal or not, whether to fold our arms in prayer or not, while the imperialists plot and plan how to cut our hands and take over our lands. America, the land of the gun, let's go have some fun in Disneyland. Oh, it's just entertainment to keep the kids busy a moment or two, but that's exactly what's indoctrinating you. And while you go on celebrating the Jedi versus the Sith, you forget that the struggle between good and evil is not just a myth. And while you watch the Hunger Games, in Palestine, hungry kids are maimed. And while you sit back and enjoy the latest match, catch the latest episode, perhaps you might wake up and see that while you entertain the idea of Star Wars in the galaxies, the real Imperial troopers are bombing peasants from Iraq to the Red Sea. Dear Zionist, you fear Al-Quds Day like you feared Imam Khomeini, like Musa was feared by the Pharaoh, and you fear Imam Mahdi even more so. Doesn't matter if you're Sunni or Shi'i, Al-Quds Day is an opportunity to prove to the world and to the Zionists that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, an opportunity that can't be missed. Wherever you are, rise, rise. And if you don't be surprised when on the Day of Judgment you're asked what you did for the innocent people of Palestine. And with that in mind, when Imam Ali says, every human is either your brother in faith or your equal in humanity, what would you do if your own brother was being bombed, killed unjustly, slain, and his house taken over by a lunatic? A lunatic state, that's what Israel is, a despicable base camp, an imperial colony, determined to repeat the crimes of empirical history. It's a mystery to me how you can claim to be a Muslim, Shi'i or Sunni, and yet not rise for Palestine when you can clearly see that when you read about the crimes committed by Nazi Germany and wonder, why didn't somebody stop that? You're the same, you're to blame. When you can see that the Red Indians were annihilated so that cowboys could take control, men, women, children massacred for greed. Correct me, please, if the same thing's not happening today. And yet you're still not gonna rise this Al-Quds Day? I mean, what can I say? When the Aborigines of Australia, yet another race, absolutely wiped off the face of the earth by the imperial man's grace, black people kept in zoos in the UK, while some pointed and laughed, don't feed the animals, not to mention slavery by which America was made, mankind was not created to be cannibals, but that's what colonialism is, feeding off another man's plate. And when you wonder about the state of the world, and you wonder about Ethiopia's fate, and then you wonder, mummy, why is Africa so poor and we're so rich? Because they're lazy, honey, and because blacks are thick. That's rich, when the entire Western education system is based on nothing but economics, designed to keep the country running off the backs of educated morons, people just smart enough to run the machines, but never smart enough to ask why. And today, while bankers sit back making a mint. There's no clean water in Michigan, Flint, nor you will find in Palestine. So please, be kind, race to support Palestine. For Zionists want to prove that the superior race are Jews and that Arabs are lesser human beings. So rise up this Al-Quds Day and show them who's truly the greatest race. That's us, me and you, the human race. As Nasrallah said, the world today is divided into the oppressors and the oppressed. You don't even have to be a Muslim to show up for Al-Quds Day. Put these differences to rest. This is totally about taking sides. So choose your side. America is nothing but a theme park with a military. And while a filthy few sit riding the rides, the rest are underground, turning the clogs, making sure everything slides, everything glides, like a drone strike in West Asia, every day on the news, like it's the way the world's supposed to be. Don't you see? They created an illusion, like the Wizard of Oz, making you think they're God. Shh, stay quiet. Gestapo, CIA might be listening to us right now. And if you try and escape or speak out, they'll get you. Blow. Wow, you think they're really that tough and cool and calm? Really? Then why did they lose to Vietnam? They're not as strong as they make you believe. Your perceptions delude you if you fail to perceive. Not only is Israel about to fall, but Satanism, imperialism, tyranny, and all. Dear Zionists, your game ends now. Let's face it, your biggest strength was the ignorance of the masses. But now, through the very same web which you had spun to catch minds with, your legs are getting stuck. And as much mass media as you created in order to blind with, they're waking up everywhere, rising up. You're now trapped. Dear Zionists, dear Theresa May and Rockefeller, the Rothschilds and that Zuckerberg fella, all that lot and Netanyahu, Donald Trump and Obama too, Kissinger and that woman, what's her face, none of them are very nice, Tony Blair and Rice, George Bush and his brother Jeb. Dear Zionists, wallahi, you're weaker than the spider's web.